Yugam Bhinnan Malasana. Asam Khayam Samad Brahma Yatha Yatha Sintasana. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. How to develop Krishna consciousness or bhakti. The Bhagavad Gita, most of you have heard about the name of this book. It is very quite easy book of knowledge throughout the whole world. Practically, in every country, there are many editions of Bhagavad Gita. So, the Bhagavad Gita is the basic principle of our Krishna consciousness movement. But we are reading as Krishna consciousness, that is only Bhagavad Gita. It is not that we are manufacturing anything. The Krishna consciousness is existing since the creation. But at least for the last 5,000 years, when Krishna was present on this planet, he personally instructed Krishna consciousness, and the instruction is left behind me. This is Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, this Bhagavad Gita has been misused in so many ways by the so-called scholars and sannyasis. The impersonalist class or atheist class of men, they have interpreted Bhagavad Gita in their own way. When I was in America in 1956, one American lady asked me to recommend an English edition of Bhagavad Gita so that she could read it. But honestly, I could not recommend any one of them on account of their physical strength. That gave me impetus to write Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this present edition, Bhagavad Gita as it is now published by National Company, the biggest publisher in the world, and we are doing very nice. We published this Bhagavad Gita as it is in 1968, a small edition. It was selling like anything. The sales manager of National Company reported that our books are selling more and more, others are reduced. Then, recently in this 1972, we have published this Bhagavad Gita as it is, complete edition. And National Company published 50,000 copies in others, but it was finished in 3 months. And they are having for second edition. So, this Bhagavad Gita should be read by every individual person to know the sign for God. It is a great sign. God is not a system or an imagination as people take it, not always, but in human societies, everywhere, in civilized human societies, there is some conception of religion and the purpose of executing religious faith means to understand God. There is no other purpose of any religion. If in any religion the understanding of God is lacking, that is not first class. So, we are preaching not any particular type of religion. Religion is described in English dictionary as a kind of faith. Actually, religion does not mean the Sanskrit word dharma. That dharma means character. It is not a kind of faith, character. Or occupational duty. So generally it means characteristics. The characteristic is that every living being, it does not mean whether it is animal or human being or tree or plant or insect. Particular characteristics that is visible in all kinds of forms of living. That is service. Everyone is rendering service. Here we have so many ladies and gentlemen present, but every one of us is rendering some service to the superior. That is our goal. The animals also, the inferior animals, they are rendering service to the superior animal. The superior animal is eating the inferior animal. Jiva jiva sa jivana. Big snake is eating small snake. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Apadanam sukuspadam. Those who are two-legged, they are eating the four-legged. And the four-legged animals, they are eating who cannot walk. Apadanam sukuspadam. Those who cannot move, that's like grass, plant, tree, they cannot move. They are being eaten up by the four-legged animals. And the four-legged animals are being eaten by two-legged animals, human beings. Just try to understand how the weaker section is serving this stronger section. That is the law of nature. Jiva jiva sa jivana. One living entity is the food or living means for another living entity by nature's law. So the conclusion is that the weak must render service to the strong. This is nature's law. Now, that being position, we all living entities, we are weaker, and the strongest is the supreme law. Therefore, Our business is to render service to the Supreme Lord. We are rendering service to the stronger sector, but the strongest of all stronger is the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the conclusion is that our normal position is to render service to God. This is the conclusion. We cannot say that we don't care for God, and that we cannot say. We are so dependent on God's mercy that we cannot say. That's like today, this evening, when we are coming in this hall, there are heavy rain. So this heavy rain, I'm coming from India and other parts, there is drought, there is no rainfall, a suffering for one car rainfall. But in Australia, especially in Sydney, I see there is good rainfall. So how the distinction can be adjusted? In some places, there is no rainfall, but here, we have got sufficient rainfall at the present moment. It is God's mercy. You cannot do it where there is shortage of rainfall. They cannot bring in rainfall by their scientific advancement of knowledge. That is not what. You have to depend on God, on the mercy of God. What is this rainfall? This rainfall is an arrangement, taking water from the sea and spread all over the surface of the land. But you cannot do it. The sea water you can spread by pumping or by some other means, but that will not serve your purpose. The sea water must be distinct. It must be made into sweetness. Then such rainfall will give you some effect in producing agricultural products and so on. So every way we are dependent on the Supreme Personality of God. When we speak of Krishna, we mean the Supreme Personality of God. So, here Krishna is speaking himself. God is teaching himself what is God, what is science of God. You cannot speculate on the science of God. God may be like this, God may be like that. No. You have to know God from God himself. That's why you cannot speculate about the position of a very big man. Suppose there is a very big man in your country. If you speculate about him at home, the knowledge is never perfect. It cannot be. Speculative knowledge is never perfect, especially when you imagine something about somebody. That is all humbug. It has no meaning. So God cannot be realized by speculation. But here is a chance wherein God is speaking about himself. So you can understand what is God. Now in this verse, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mayasattva mana prathya yugam yunyan malasraya asamsam samagrama yathagyasasi tatsuno. My dear Arjuna, if you develop your attachment for me, mayasattva, attachment for me, God is. We have got attachment. Every one of us has got some attachment, either for this or that, especially our living condition means to love someone. That love, propensity, the loving propensity is there within me, within you. I want to love you, or you want to love me, or I want to love somebody, but I want to love. That is my hunger. But because the love is misplaced, therefore we are frustrated. Love is misplaced. The example is given in the Shastra. Just like the tree has to be watered. But if we do not know the purpose of watering, where to water, then our business of watering will be misused. You cannot water on the leaves, on the trees, or on the branches. You have to pour water on the roots. That is the principle. So our loving propensity, when it will be properly employed, when we try to love or develop our loving propensity for God, or directly when we learn how to love God, then our loving propensity is perfect. Then you can love others also. It is not just like watering the root of the tree. You automatically pour water in the other parts of the tree. Or supplying foodstuff in the stomach. You supply foodstuff to all the parts of the body. Similarly, if you can develop your love for God, that is already there. It is not an artificial thing. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sardhaka Guna. Our loving propensity or our love for God is already there in every living being. But it is now covered due to our ignorance or due to our contamination in this material nature. So simply, we have to awaken that love. That is our business. That awakening of love cannot be possible in other living conditions than the human being. The human being, the human form of life, is therefore the perfectional state how to develop our love for God. Or how we can love God. This is the main business of humanism. Athat Brahma Jnana. The Vedanta Sutra says that this life is especially meant for developing or inquiring about our love with Krishna or God. This is the only business. Athat Brahma Jnana. So, that love for Krishna or God, how you can develop or how you can awaken, that is explained by Krishna in this verse. Mahiya saptamana prātha yogam yunyan madāsa. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna or God. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the first class religion is that which teaches the follower how to love God. This is first class. Savai punkhan paro dharma jato bhakti ladhokas. Ahoituki apputihata sayata sampasidati. If you want actually peace of your mind or your self, then you must learn how to love God. Because you are hankering to love the Supreme, but because you have not no information of the Supreme, you are placing your love, your body, your society, your country, your family, or if you haven't got anything to love, then you get a dog, cat, and you love it. The loving propensity is there. This is the third law. Now that loving propensity can attain its perfection And as soon as you reach that perfection and point, you become happy. This is the formula of happiness. Everyone is trying to become happy, peaceful. That peacefulness, that happiness can be attained only when you increase your attachment and love to Supreme Personality of God. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness movement. We are not teaching any kind of faith. There are many different types of faith. But unfortunately, maybe due to the slackness of this movement, of religious movement, people have lost all faith in religious movement. Maybe there are many reasons, but it cannot be left aside. You cannot give up. If you want actually peace of the mind, peace of yourself, then you must try to love God. That is the only way. Tabai punkhan parodha. So how to love Krishna and God, that is being instructed by Krishna. Maya sapta. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. When I speak of Krishna, you should take it God, the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, each Supreme Personality of Godhead has got any suitable name, perfect name. God may have many thousands of names. But the most perfect name which he can give to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. God must be all attractive. It is not that God is attractive for a certain class of man and not attractive for others. You will find the picture of Krishna. Here is Krishna's picture. And there are many other pictures also. Here is also. He is attractive to the animals. He is attractive to the trees. He is attractive to the flowers. He is attractive to the water. And what to speak of human being. He is attractive. Therefore, his name is Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. So, if any suitable name can be assigned to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is Krishna. That is the verdict of the Vedic literature. Now, Krishna says, if you develop your attachment for me, maya sapta mana partha, my dear Arjuna, maya sapta mana partha, yogam yunyam madhata. It is a yoga, yoga system. You have heard the name of yoga system. There are different kinds of yoga system. But the foremost and the topmost yoga system is to develop your attachment of constantly being touched with the Supreme Personality of God. That is first class. Yoga actually means to make your connection with the Supreme Lord. That is yoga. Yoga means addition, connection. And vyoga, the opposite word is vyoga. Just like addition and subtraction. Similarly, the yoga and the opposite word is vyoga or vyoga. Vyoga means when you are detached from God. And yoga means when you are attached to God. This is the two different words. But here, it is recommended yogam yunjanmadatma. It is another practice of yoga. The topmost one. And the previous to this verse, there is another verse. Yoginamati sarvesam madgata antarathana sadhyanam bhajate juma sami yukta tamomata. That is sixth chapter. I am speaking from the seventh chapter. The sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita concludes with this verse that yoginamati sarvesha. There are different types of yogis, but the most important yogi, or the topmost yogi is he who who is always thinking of me, Krishna says, who is always thinking of God. He first tries it. Yoginamati sarvesham madvata antaratmana. Yoga means always thinking of God. Dhyanavastita tadgati inamanusa pashantijan yogi. The yogi's business is that he is always meditating upon the form of the Supreme Personality of God. That is yoga. Madhagata antarātma. These are the Vedic verses. That dhyanavastita. Dhyana means meditation. Dhyanavastita tadgatena. Just being absorbed in the thought of God, Krishna, one is meditating, dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa, mind is so drained out that mind cannot think of anything else except God. That is what Krishna does. Our mind cannot be taken. We must think of something in the mind. Not for a second we can make our mind vacant. That is not possible. So this vacancy, this mind business, thinking, feeling and willing, when all of them are engaged in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called perfect yoga system, or the topmost yoga system. Unfortunately, the impersonalists, they have no idea of the form of the God. Because they are impersonalists, they do not accept any form of the Lord. But there is the form of the Lord. Form of the Lord there must be. There, God is accepted as the Supreme Father. In Christianity also it is accepted, the Supreme Father. In every religion, He is accepted the Supreme Person. Supreme Father, Supreme Master. So how He can be impersonal? From a logical point of view, just that you are a person, your father is a person, his father is also a person, his father is also a person, God. Even you do not know your topmost forefather, you know him, that you are a person. Similarly, the Supreme Father, the Father of all fathers, how he can be impersonal? Logically he cannot come. He must be a person. And that is the Vedic bhakshan also. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabhati. Vadanti tattattavidattatyam, jadhyanamadvayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabhati. The Supreme Absolute Truth is one. But he is realized from different angles of vision. Those who are trying to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth by speculation, they come to the impersonal conclusion. And those who are trying to think about him within the heart, dhyanavastita, that is the yogic principle, to think of the Supreme within the heart. He is there, within the heart. Both the living entity, individual living entity and God, is sitting within this heart. That's a fact. We have to search it out, catch it, by yogic process. So those who are trying to understand the Absolute Truth by speculative method, they come to the conclusion of impersonality. And those who are trying to capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart, yogis, Paramatma, they understand Krishna or God as Paramatma, the Super Soul. Isara Sarvabhutanam Vidvesha Arjuna Sista. They will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Isara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is sitting in everyone's heart. Not only human beings, even animals also. So that feature is called Paramatma. But the ultimate feature is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of God. Bhava means opulence. There are six kinds of opulences. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the possessor of all the opulences. And He is a person. These are the leading verses. Ishara Parama Krishna. We are also, because we are part and parcel of God, we may be called as sample God. Sample God. Just like in Christian Bible also to say that man is made after the form of the God. That's very nice. We have got two legs, two hands, this form. This is after God's form. God has also the same form as human beings. It takes some time to understand. It's a great time. Anyway, our position is, we learn from Bhagavad Gita that we have to increase our attachment for God. This is the perfect process of yoga system. And if you simply increase your attachment for Krishna, then asamsam, without any doubt, samagram, and in fullness, you can understand what is God. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We have got our Krishna's form. Just like you see Krishna is playing on his flute. Here you are, Krishna standing with his Radha Balaram. So Krishna is sometimes Radharani. So you are seeing Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna in our temple. Those who have not seen, we invite all of you to our temple. There is Radha Krishna Jiti. So this process, Krishna consciousness movement, is to teach people how to increase his attachment for Krishna. There are many processes. Beginning of the Krishna consciousness is sadhya, a little faith. That is the beginning. Adho sadhya. Sadhya means to accept that this is a nice moment. This is a nice moment. Just like you have come here to this sadhya, little faith. So what these people are making in Krishna consciousness movement, let us go and see. This is called sadhya. This is the first thing. So you have to increase this sadhya. How? Adho sadhya tato sadhya. If you want to increase this sadhya, then you have to make association with the devotee. Just like all these European, American, Canadian, and all my devotees, they came first to me when I began this Krishna consciousness movement in New York. I was dancing underneath the tree, and these boys and girls were coming. So that was sadhya. And as they gradually came to me, that is called sadhusam. If anything you want to love, you must associate with such kind of thing. If you want to learn business, there are so many business corporation associations. So sometimes you become member in stock thing and other associations to learn the business or make progress in the business. Similarly, if you want to increase your love for Krishna, for God, you must associate with persons who are interested in this business. These devotees have no other interest. All these boys and girls who are under my direction, they have no other interest. Simply Krishna. So, we have to associate with such person. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means associate with the devotees. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. Sadhu, sadhu this word, Sanskrit word, is meant for the devotee, the lover of Krishna. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhaneva saman, apite shudurakara bhagati imam anannam. Sadhaneva saman, one who has unflinching faith in Krishna, one who is self-fashion and gay, to render service to Krishna, he is called sadhu. Sadhu does not mean a kind of dress, a kind of beard, no. Sadhu means a devotee, perfect devotee of Krishna, that is his sadhu. Therefore, it is recommended sadhu. We have to associate his sadhu, means who have completely dedicated life for Krishna's sake. That is the injunction in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhya dhimam namaskuru. This process is very simple. Krishna advises himself. How to become a sadhu? How to become a saintly person? That is also. Only follow four principles. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. You simply think of Krishna. Manmana. You just become devotee of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakman jati. You simply worship Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakman manamastu. You offer your obeisance to Krishna. Think for this. Think of Krishna. That thinking of Krishna we have introduced. We have not introduced, it is introduced from Vedic literature. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If you chant the 16 words, it is not very difficult. Anyone, there is no secrecy, there is no charge for it. We don't say that I shall give you some secret mantra and give me some money. No, we don't say. We openly chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Anyone can chant also. But see the effect of chanting this. That is up to you. If you begin chanting, you'll see effect very soon. So, this is called Varmana, always thinking of it. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna, immediately he remembers Krishna. He immediately remembers Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's attributes, everything. That is God. To have got the mind in Krishna, that means he becomes immediately the first class guru. Yoginamati sarvesam advatam sadhaka. This is the process. So, these boys and girls who have taken to Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, seriously, they are all first class yogis. Because they are always thinking of Krishna. Panmana bhavamad bhakta. So, adosha dasa, if you want to develop Krishna consciousness, then you kindly associate with these devotees. We are opening so many centers all over the world. We have already 102 centers. Just to give opportunity to all classes of men to associate with devotees and develop your love for them. This is the process. And we have no other process. These centers are being opened. So I request it. Those who are interested in loving God, in Krishna consciousness, they will kindly associate with this devotee. Adusha jyatatu sadhu sarma. And these devotees, this is our method. When a man, a gentleman or lady comes to our association, he associates with us for 3 months, 6 months, then automatically he desires to be initiated. Adusha jyatatu sadhu sarma. Tatha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means one becomes anchored. The effect of sadhu sangha is to become anchored. How to execute this devotional service properly? That is called initiation. So they come forward. The president recommends that this boy of God is now living with us for so many months. He is interested. He may be initiated. Then we initiate. But initiate with some condition. Anathamiditti, shyat, these are the different stages. Initiation means that he must be free from all kinds of sinful activities. These four principles, These pillars of sinful activity are falling down. Easy sex life, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because of Sanatana. So automatically we do. All these boys and girls who are sitting here, you know that they have been now. Automatically, they have been able. By association with Krishna, it has become very practical and easy thing to give up all these four principles of sinful activities. Because without being pure, he cannot understand the supreme pure. God is supreme pure. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Desam antagatam papam janana punya karmana. Anyone who is completely free from the reaction of sinful life. Desam antagatam papam janana punya karmana. How it is possible? If one is simply engaged in pious activities, the most pious activity is to be engaged in Krishna consciousness movement. Pure. Then these are the different stages. Sadhu satya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya atha anartha nivitti syat. Anartha means things we do not want. Artificially we have practiced to things. Just like meat eating. Meat eating is we do not practice it from the beginning of our birth. Just after birth, the child, the baby requires little honey or little milk, not the meat. But afterwards, the parents or the guardians teach him how to eat meat. This is not a human business. Human teeth is meant for eating fruits and grains. That is scientific. Our teeth is made in that. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, as soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness movement, these four pillars of sinful life is immediately broken. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya atha anartha nivitti syat tato nishtha. As soon as one becomes free from all sinful activities, he becomes wholly convinced of God's consciousness. That is called nishtha. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then you say, it is so nice to satanta. That tato nishtha. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sannato bhajanakya tato anathanavitrishya tato nishtha tato ruchi. Tatha asakti. Then asakti. What is Krishna is recommending that. Asakti means attached. So this attachment comes after passing over so many different stages of devotional service. So Krishna is recommending maya asakti. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna and God. So by practicing this process, you come to the stage of asakti, maya asakti. Then your mind becomes completely attracted by Krishna. Tathat. Tato bhava. Then it says, sadhakana ayam prena pradu bhavi bhavetkama. These are the different stages to develop your love for God or Krishna. So this is not very difficult. Anyone can practice. How it is difficult. These European American boys, they have never practiced this, not in their family or by culture. But because Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart, simply by little practice, it comes, it develops. So we request that to make your life successful, this human form of life, to practice this Krishna consciousness, Advaita consciousness, that is the success of life. Not to live like animals. Simply eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense. They are the business of the animal soul. If we develop simply in these four principles of animal life, that is not advancement of civilization. the advancement of civilization is tested when a nation or person is interested to inquire about God. That is it. Athāta brahma vijñāto. This is advancement. How a nation or person is advanced to inquire about God or about himself? God and we are of the same quality. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that's a fact. God is the supreme living being. And we are also living. But he is the head, supreme. That is the description in the Veda. Nitya, Nityana, Chetana, Chetanaha, Eka, Jo, Bahunam, Vidhati, Kaman. These are the description in the Veda. That God means that he, as we are person, he is the supreme person. That's all. That's why you are also a person. You are also Australian. And the president of the Australian government, he is also a person. He is not in person. The government may be in person. But the head of the government is a person. Similarly, in the universal government, there are so many living entities, just like we are, not only human beings. 8,400,000 species of life, all living entities. Then God is also a living entity, but He is the supreme living. That is the difference. Yeah. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. So, as we act under the leadership of a supreme person, similarly, if we act, if we live under the leadership of God, that is our perfection. This is God. Yogam jinyan madātra. Madātra means under my direction. So what is the direction of God? Just become His devotee, just think of Himself, always about Him, just offer Him obeisances. This is the process. It is not very difficult. And if you cannot do anything, simply if you chant the holy name of God, we do not say that you chant the name of Krishna. If you have got any name, holy name of God, you can chant that also. But chant, this is the process recommended in this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Evanam, Kalo Nasiva, 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 Gatiranatha. In this age, it is very difficult to develop Krishna consciousness and God consciousness. People are so downfall. But there is only one method. If you can chant the holy name of God, it will help you very quickly. So we do not say, if you think that Krishna name is the Hindu name or Indian name, I shall catch that. But if you have got any name, actually must be name of God, not a fiction or an idea. Just like I've already explained, this Krishna, Sanskrit word, means all attractive. But in the greatest, you say the God is great. Krishna means the greatest. All attractive. Unless you become very great, you cannot be attractive. According to our material calculation, if one is very rich, he is attractive. If one is very influential, he is attractive. If one is very wise, he is attractive. If one is very beautiful, he is attractive. In this way, he attracts. So God, Krishna has got all his opulences of attraction. Therefore, he is called Krishna. So, our recommendation is, not our, it is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who inaugurated revitalized this Krishna consciousness movement 500 years ago in Bengal as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Nam Namakari Bahudha Nidasadva Shakti Tatpratita Niyamita Smaranenata. Nam Namakari, the name and the person whose name, there is, because God is absolute, there is no difference between His name and He Himself. That's why in this material calculation, if you want water, simply by chanting water, water, you won't get water. the water substance is different from the main water. But God being absolute, His name, His form, His quality, His entrance, they are all the same, as good as God. So if you have to say with any one of them, either God personally, or with His name, or with His form, or with His quality, or with His paraphernalia, immediately you become in contact with God. This is His heart. This is not fixed and this is something. If you accept God absolute, there cannot be difference between God and His name and His form. So this is science. You realize, as you make progress, you realize, just as this verse, they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are realized. Otherwise, I am not bribed. They are mad after Hare Krishna mantra. It is not due to my bribing. They are actually realizing that they are interested in Krishna. So everyone can do that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here too, that there are many thousands of names of God. Although he says that the only perfect name is Krishna. But if you think that you have got another, that's all right. But it must be the name of God. It must be full with the conception of God. If you have God, you can chant that name also. There is no hindrance. The Nam-Namaka, because every name being identical with God, every name of God is as powerful as God. As powerful, because identical. Identical, therefore, every name has got the same power and potency as the Supreme Person God has got. Nam-Namakari Bhuda, Nija-Sarva-Sakti, Nija-Sarva-Sakti. All potencies are there. Tatra-Sita. There is, it is already endowed with all the potencies. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ita-Visita-Bhuti-Pa-Bhagavan-Mamati Buddha-Iva-Yudhri-Swami-Ha-Janina-Nurada. My dear Lord, You have sent in this age Your name, which is full of potencies, as much potencies You have got. Still, I am so unfortunate that I cannot chant even Your holy name. It is so nice. You haven't got to do anything. Simply try to chant the holy name of God. Then gradually everything will evolve within. Because within you everything is there. Simply you have to accept the process and everything will come out. Chaita Darpana Marjanam. Our misunderstanding is due to dirty things within our heart. So first benefit of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be that all the dirty things within your heart will be cleansed. Chaita Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Mahadavarnipati. And immediately you will be released from the blazing fire of this material existence. This material existence is compared with a blazing forest fire. Forest fire means nobody goes to set fire in the fire, but it takes place automatically. Similarly, in this material world, however peacefully you want to live, without God consciousness, you cannot live peacefully. It is not possible. Forget. Therefore, if you think of Krishna, God, always, immediately you will be free from the contradiction of blazing fire of this world. Chaita Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavarni Nirpatanam. And as soon as this blazing fire of material existence is extinguished, immediately you come to the platform of Vishnu. Chaita Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavarni Nirpatanam. Sriya Kairava Chandrika, then that blissfulness will increase one after another, one after another. Just like the comparison has been given, just like the moon, they after the dark moon, the moon comes out, just like a light, then it increases, and one night it becomes full moon. Similarly, as your heart becomes clean of the material that is changed, your real cause, Sachidananda Vigraha, eternity, blissful life of knowledge, becomes visible, just like the moon is visible, and one may come to the full pleasure, full moon night, and that is your sarvātma kapana. And at that time, you will enjoy your life like anything. That is our first perfection of love. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. The only method is chanting this holy name of God, Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this 16 names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, we also follow the footprints of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are also chanting the same Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we shall request you also. There is no expenditure, there is no loss on our part. But if there is any gain, why don't you try? That is our request. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is the process of increasing your attachment for God and Krishna. And as soon as you increase your love, that is our real constitutional position, to love God. We are loving also in this fallen state, but not God or non-God or some shadow. But when you come to the real state of loving God, then at that time our life becomes perfect. And it is said in the Brahma Samhita, Premanyana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokane. When you develop your love of God, Krishna, then you see God every moment, every step. Santa Sadaiva. Sadaiva means all. People say, can you show me God? There is no need of showing God. You qualify yourself and God will be visible in every shape of your life. Then your life will be successful. Thank you. Praise. In God, He is there. No one can believe in Himself. That's all. There is a rainy season. Why is the rainy season there? Can you answer? Why is the rainy season is there? Why it is raining? These are periodical changes. Just like there is summer season, winter season, rainy season. Similarly, this material world is subjected to the seasons or changes. It is called jagat. Jagat means which is changing. But we do not like this changing because we are eternal. We have been put into this condition, changing condition. Therefore, you are not happy. So this Krishna consciousness movement needs to get ourselves out of this changing condition to the eternal condition. It is very intelligent question. Why then Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga means this ages have changed. Just like the same way as there is summer season, there is rainy season, after rainy season, there is winter season. Similarly, there are four yugas, namely Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga means perfect age. And then Treta Yuga, one-fourth less of perfection. And then Dwapara Yuga, three-fourth, half less. And Kali Yuga, three-fourth less. Three-fourth bad elements and one-fourth good elements. That is also very rare. So, but if we take the Krishna consciousness, we become transcendental. We have nothing to do with the seasonal changes of Kali Yuga. That is the Ramayana. Kalu, nāstiva, nāstiva, nāstiva gatiram. If we take to Krishna consciousness, then we are not affected by the bad effects of Kali Yuga. That is it. Kaliyuga is disagreement and fight. This is Kaliyuga. Here, at the present moment, in this age, everyone disagrees with other and they fight. That was the Kaliyuga. Yes, because Vrishasthas says that he is son of God and Krishna says he is God. Therefore, he is father of Krishna.
Question?
No difference between father and son. Just like there is no difference between you and your father. To become son is not bad, but to become father is not good or bad. Father and son relationship is very affectionate, so there is no difference between father.